John Batchelor with my colleague Anatole Lieben of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. We go to Red Square because Victory Day had a unique presentation to my eyes, and I ask Anatole's interpretation. A single tank dating from the Victory in 1945, I believe it was a T-34, comes down in front of the reviewing stands. There are other military elements here in Victory Day. It's important every year to demonstrate strength for the empire. But the single tank dated to 1945, and the tank driver, the man on top, was displaying the hammer and sickle, the red flag. Question is, how do we interpret this? And we just have a few minutes, Anatole. What did you make of that? Is that about the past, or is that about this ambition to reconnect the Soviet empire?
Well, you know, this parade has always been about victory in the Second World War, because that is the great Soviet victory. And also, of course, so many people died in that war, and their descendants remember that. So that's always been there. But of course, in previous years, you had massive displays of Russian arms, which we, as you say, we didn't see this year. And there could be two reasons for that. One is that, you know, all their most modern weapons are now being deployed in Ukraine. And obviously, I mean, they don't want to, for a contemporary military parade, you don't want to show off a lot of obsolete stuff. People would laugh at you. The second motive could be that they were afraid that if they made a big thing of, you know, displaying up-to-date military equipment, the Ukrainians might try to attack it. And, you know, there were real fears in Russia, especially after the drone strike on the Kremlin and the attempted assassinations, that there would be a Ukrainian attack on some of the Russian parades. So that could be another motive.
And the Soviet flag, the red, was that out of a museum piece, or is that part of the intention, the tragedy of the 20th century, to review the tragedy, the Baltic states are next? Is that too exaggerated an interpretation? We have about a minute.
No, I don't see it that way. I mean, there have always been Soviet flags at these commemorations because it was a Soviet victory. It was the flag under which the Soviet army won. I mean, that was true, by the way, even under Yeltsin. I don't see this as in itself reflecting an agenda. And by the way, I mean, nobody in the Russian government has ever suggested taking the Baltic states back into some form of Soviet Union. This is a thought on the part of the Balts and the West. It's not there. At least I've never seen it in the calculations of the Russian government.
Well, we have
Baltics. Ukraine is different, but Ukraine, that is an issue, but not the Baltic states or Central Asia, for that matter.
I just mentioned that the rhetoric from the Baltic states includes that fear as well, which, of course, is good politics in the present-day NATO when you're on the frontier. Also in Poland, and there are other states in NATO who express long-term anxiety. Anatole Lieben of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, commenting on where we are now in the second year of Ukraine conflict. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.